Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. Dom's Money Melody at about 2:13 for a great price. NBC 10 or NBC Sports, whichever it is, Dan, they edited out in the replay of the game. They always do a replay. The Pete Rose inning. They took him out and they said it was due to time restraints. I guess Carlton's still in there with the AOC joke. Oh, God, these guys in the broadcast booth. Wow. 855-839-1210, you get in. Still have not seen anything. Mike Huckabee was fabulous today. We have not seen anything, though, on this FBI raid where they have made their case about why this overkill was necessary. Great piece today at Town Hall was the FBI's raid on Mar-a-Lago, the biggest in-kind contribution to Trump's 2024 bid. In other words, unless these guys quickly produce the search warrant, it's not enough to say, well, a judge signed it. Now, shut up. That's enough. We have a judge. A judge did it. It's necessary to see what the pretext was of this and then go from there. And unless it rises to some level that I don't see how that's possible at this point, this is going to be very helpful to Trump. It's going to intensify the divide that's already there. And Mike Huckabee laid it out really well. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. And Huckabee did say, made a point, that the president does have the power to declassify classified material. Now, there is a process. So let me explain, because where I'm trying to be as accurate as I can. I don't want to have tomorrow that we find something else out and we were telling you one thing when something else is going on. We don't know if President Trump declassified these documents, if that's what the contention is, by some process here, that there's paperwork to. Kash Patel, who was his communications chief, says recently that he declassified this stuff that appears to be at Mar-a-Lago. Now, if there is a paperwork problem, you don't send in the FBI in this manner over that. This chills the average American, guys with machine guns and everything else. And there's a pattern here. They did this with Roger Stone. They did it with Manafort. Mike Huckabee mentioned Peter Navarro. It's not necessary to engage in this. Would they do it to Eric Holder? You know there is no way in the world that would happen. For the obvious reasons. When people see this, it starts to mount, and they're looking for this double standard. Now, my personal, with the FBI and the DOJ directing the FBI, is the nonsense with mom and dads in school board meetings. And any way in America that we were going to sig the FBI on them. And Hunter Biden. I mean, I just have almost an emotional thing every time I see Hunter Biden. I know for some people it's Hillary Clinton. So still, after all this unprecedented historic raid, the FBI still not out there. So, Dan, you had a question here about Ralph Cipriano has been going to Larry Krasner events.
Yes.
He has a media credential.
I believe it's Ralph. I don't want to put
That's who it is, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And he was kicked out of a Krasner event today.
Yeah, so yeah. This was yesterday, sorry.
Yeah,
but
I'm just
finding out about it today. I'm getting videos sent over. And he was asking about Vaney. He was a gang member back
right.
in the day. And then also about what happened with Kevin Daugherty's Supreme Court. And Krasner essentially cut him off and had a deputy remove him from the press conference.
Well, if he has the... See, I have the... Here's
I have
what
the audio of that, too.
Yeah, but does he have the press credential to be there? I would assume he does.
I would assume it, yeah.
Yeah, let's hear a little bit of that. Here is, now, Ralph Cipriano has been on the show a number of times. He does the best job at chronicling what we're facing with Larry Krasner. Let me make a bridge here to the big story of the day, okay? And that is, in a town like Philadelphia, when a guy like Krasner does what we're going to play you, all right? If some conservative did this, the Inquirer and all the usual suspects would go wild. On the national level, if Trump did something like this, Trump didn't kick people out with Acosta or others. He jousted with them back and forth. And that was said to be unpresidential. You try to question Biden and see what happens to you. All right, so here's a little bit of Krasner and Ralph Cipriano asking him pointed questions about his policies and all the death that has happened.
Anything else? Okay, thank you. We have Ellen. Sir, that is the third time. Mr. Detective Colin Kevich, will you please escort him out? I'm asking you to leave. You have three times violated the rules of how we do this. Please exit. Ellen Kaloje from Channel 29.
Can you elaborate a little bit more on the brutal stabbing?
So he's being removed right now.
Okay, so Krasner doesn't want to answer questions that actually get at the heart of what he's all about. You get kicked out. Yeah. You would think some of the other reporters there, Dan, some people might say that's a legitimate question, but maybe that's asking too much how we do things here. We're not going to call on you. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Now, you couple this raid of Trump with the fact that in this new bill, they'll vote in on it on Friday. The only objection the people in the House might have to hold it up, they're not spending enough of our money. The Build Back Better inflation is not inflation bill. Okay, 87,000 approximately IRS agents. Those 87,000 are needed to go after the so-called 0.01% of the wealthiest American. Really? That's not going to leach down to the average. Right? The mentality of these people, and the mentality is they believe in the federal government. That's their religion. That's what they're going with here. And they want more and more of it. And they want to send a message to you. You will comply with it, what they want to do with more and more government. If you don't, they'll turn the IRS on you, 87,000 more agents, the FBI, the Department of Justice, all these levers of power. Now, the only thing that's going to make any sense on their side and not help President Trump immensely is show us the search warrant. I'm watching Brett Baer make the point I made right from the beginning of the show. It is the biggest point of the day. Show us the search warrant. They don't want to do that. I think, not because it's compromising anything, but they must feel that this is flimsy. They're trying to find something about January 6th, and they're using some trivial. Now, this will be a term of art. How consequential is it, whatever documents Trump has? Andrew Cuomo has tweeted out today How about getting him on, Dan? The DOJ must immediately explain the reasons for its raid, and it has to be more than a search for an inconsequential archives, or it'll be viewed as a political tactic. I would just change that to, it will be a political tactic. But Andrew Cuomo's right on the money. That's a pretty good source to use to show where this is going. So why not do that? What is their excuse? What's the reason? And the answer is, this just makes them more suspect. They're not dumb, in a sense. Are they this blatant, though, that they think they're on such a roll? Remember, we talked about that. Biden's on a roll. They're all on a roll. That the American people are with them now. They can put an end to Trump once and for all. That's not going to happen in this. If I had to guess at this point, this is going to help Trump, maybe even enormously. It's all dependent on when they speak, at some point when it filters out, what is in the search warrant, what the justification is. At this point, it's hard to believe that it rises to the level of the raid of Trump's estate. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is push pound 1210. What's a good argument? The only argument they have is, well, a judge signed off on that. A judge could sign off on something technical, yes. Go and get those documents. They make the case, we have reason to believe it's national security. The judge might sign off and say, it's the Department of Justice, the FBI, law enforcement, I'll sign off on that. Yeah. And if the judge did that, that's not evidence that it is. It's a fishing expedition. The rebuttal now with people like Kevin McCarthy, put more Republicans in there in Congress. So here's where we are on that front politically. There's a story today at Politico, which is no friend to Republicans, indicating Republicans are going all out spending a lot of money. And that's the tell in districts that Joe Biden won by double figures. Why are they doing that? Because they sense their polling indicates they can win even in those districts at the congressional level. So I think it's a safe bet we are going to see a tsunami at the congressional level. It's happening. All these doom and gloom, oh, Democrats are on a roll, they're coming back. Not happening there. The problem is these senatorial candidates that we have to get over the finish line. And look, Dan, more and more people, and I would go and meet with her. I don't know what more to do. What's our role here with Kathy Barnett? We love the campaign that Kathy, let me give you the syllogism. We love the campaign that she ran. When we had her in studio right the day before the election, it was magic. She said a lot of great things. She did a lot of great things against all odds. What Hannity and Trump did, it's one thing to push back against her. She had all that momentum. The stuff that they did there in the end on Fox, et cetera, zoning in on her, calling into question just about anything about her, people still have resentment and they're right. I have people send me all the time, I have tremendous resentment toward that, even if they're a Trump supporter. But they then add, Kathy Barnett has to get Dr. Oz over the finish line. That's the single biggest thing. I think Dr. Oz has light at the end of the tunnel now. Two things. Fetterman is being driven out of his little cocoon. He's being outed how weak he is on crime, how much he has been a guy coasting on his family fortune. Dr. Oz made his. And then he's going to hold a rally in the hoodie, etc. What's he going to sound like? What's he going to be like in Erie on Friday? That is a big moment. So we have to get Dr. Oz over the finish line. And I can't imagine, I'm trying to think where that message is not getting through. Are you one of those people? Do you have people out there that go, I can't stand Dr. Oz. I'm still mad about Kathy. I get it. It's a binary choice, though. We could have control of the Senate depending on Oz Fetterman. Just think of Fetterman. Just think of this guy. I'm not even talking policy-wise. Just look at this. Just look at this clown. Has there been anything like that? He's not authentic. He's a clown. You got to get over that. I mean, I've gotten over, you know, during the prime, my guy was McSwain. I think he would have been a heck. Okay. People couldn't get behind that enough where they split the vote, and it's Doug Mastriano. I've gotten beyond that. He might be back on the show. I think, Dan, I've been working on this sometime toward the end of the week. Clearly, we're much better off with Doug Mastriano on all kinds of levels versus Josh Shapiro. But with Dr. Oz, Kathy Barnett has to come out now. Each day that goes by, particularly, here's my scenario, Dan. I'd love to see Kathy Barnett come on the show Monday or wherever she wants to go after we see Fetterman speak on Friday. It's going to be much in the news. Declare for Oz. Talk about Fetterman. Talk about the shotgun incident. Talked about how, and it would be a good thing for her, how wrong she was. I think it's legit for her to make the point, take as much time as she needs, how out of control it was, how they savaged her. It takes a lot to get over that. But I have a lot of future hope for Kathy Barnett. That would be a big moment. It would be endearing. She would get full credit. The next seat that's up, the next thing she runs for, she's even got more power. I'd love to get your response to that. We're getting this Senate stuff. Let's face it. Some of it is the people that Trump and his handpicked brain trust picked. J.D. Vance is not doing great in Ohio. Herschel's not doing great in Georgia. And Dr. Oz, there's light at the end of the tunnel, but we need this final push. Does that make sense? This is like inner family stuff here. And I'm hoping Kathy at some point sees the light on this. I think there could be a groundswell there. I think he can beat Fetterman, particularly after Friday. 855-839-1210.
That was a word I had to Google.
What's that?
Syllogism. I've never heard that before.
Oh, syllogism. Yeah. Yes, I love the syllogism. Yes.
never heard that
I love
before.
Doing syllogism.
I don't look up to whether or not it was real, to be honest with you.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah.
All right, we'll try to elevate I said exemplar today, too, a couple times.
Yeah, I know that one.
All right, coming up, more of your calls, and it's not just Hunter Biden. I'll play you Jesse Waters. Who knew? Paulie Pelosi Jr., a guy who has less going for him than Hunter Biden, goes off with Nancy cooking up deals in South Asia. I'll tell you that the media didn't report on this. Paul Pelosi Jr. Oh, man. I don't know if think there's a third there. And your calls. The Dr. Oz race is definitely winnable. All right, we have first, though, I almost forgot. I was going off to your calls, and I forgot. Get crazy
it's
there.
Big
yeah, thank you.
Melody.
Details. Money gone. That's right. Thanks to John Gilgee over at Rhino Shield. We're able to bring you Dom's Money Melody every day. 844-RHINO-99. Never paint again. Thanks, John, for that. And we have a $25 gift card from Rita's Italian Ice. Stop by Rita's today. Grab their newest, sweetest treat. Go candy crazy with Rita's new candy, Kapow!
Kapow!
Kapow Ice. But get there quickly as it's available for a limited time only. Oh, come on. We need some more Kapow every day, particularly, you know, in the late, when we get near fall. That's
Kapow.
When we need a Kapow.
Kapow.
Kapow. And it's candy, K-A-N-D-I. Ooh. All right, candy Kapow.
Kapow.
All right, Dan, what's the backstory here?
So 27 years ago today, Tom, we lost a great. One of the arguably greatest guitarists of all time.
Yes.
A really underrated voice. And a great fashion designer, too. I got to put it out there.
Huh.
So today, Dom, we're going to be looking for that great guitarist name that we lost today, 27 years ago. I'm going to play you a short clue. I think a lot of people might know the song right away. He's also singing here. Also has a great voice, an underrated voice. Dom, who is this singer / guitarist we lost 27 years ago today?
All right, yes. Yeah. I think I know this from a stolen food incident at the Penrose Diner that I've talked about. Of the followers. So we're looking for this artist. Play it again one more time.
Ooh, And I want the individual's name. I don't want the band. I want the individual who passed away 27
name.
Years ago today.
Wow, it's that long. All right, hit us with that, and you could be going kapow
at kapow.
Rita's Water Ice. Here's how you get in. 855-839-1210.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's the Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, every day around 2:13, unless I'm bloviating, we have Dom's Money Melody. Let's play the clue one more time. We are looking for the name of the artist, of the singer. His name.
And the individual, not the band.
The individual, not the band, and we'll send you off to Kapow at Rita's Water Ice. Let's try Chuck in Conshohocken. Hey, Chuck, welcome in.
Good to be here. That would be Jerry Garcia.
Jerry Garcia. Very nice, Chuck. I will place you on hold. Enjoy Rita's Water Ice. And I tell that story, Dan. Oh, it's many years ago. My father, the whole family, of Penrose Diner. I think it was an Easter Sunday breakfast, brunch, right? These people just came in. They were deadheads following them around the world, the country, whatever.
Hold on, you're at a restaurant?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Grabbing food off the tables.
Now, was it like your bread or was it like your actual entree?
Well, not right in front of us, but, you know, like leftovers and just coming in, scarfing it down. You know, they were hungry.
I mean, when you go to the concerts and there's like a festival, it's kind of like a commune environment where you give and take what you can and, you know, everything's free. So maybe they're just trying to, you know, translate that to real life.
Guess what? People at the Penrose back then in the neighborhood, you know what I mean? Suddenly there's a bunch of guys there with no necks. Now you just can't leave.
Yeah.
One of those,
So 27 years ago, Dom.
Even though it was Easter Sunday, I remember some patrons getting up and chasing them.
You ever see Dead Live?
No, I did not.
No, I haven't either. It's on my bucket list, though.
I remember the last time, too, we talked a lot about them. There was a mosh pit thing and who was going to be allowed in and not. Last August, we had a big story on it. I'm trying to remember why it was controversial.
No, it was controversial because the ticket prices were astronomical.
Oh, okay.
We were talking about who's going to Grateful Dead concerts.
Wasn't there a vaccination thing, too?
I think there might have been.
Yeah, that's it.
And to tie it all together, Dom, giving away some Rita's water ice, but got an ice cream named after this guy, too, Cherry Garcia.
Exactly, so, yeah. Well, it's Ben and Jerry's, yeah.
Yeah.
Boo. All right. 27 years he's been dead? Wow.
Yeah, 1995.
You picked a good song because it's a little bit obscure, but it does have the whole thing they do.
Yeah. He's singing in it, too. I think he has a really underrated voice. He's always talked about as one of the greatest guitarists. I don't think he's one of the greatest singers, but he has such like a tone to him that...
Yeah, it
it's
is
really
distinctive.
Like homey and yeah,
it is
yeah.
distinctive. Bill Walton, a deadhead. Christy, really? What do we call the Springsteen followers? Do they have a name like Deadheads?
I feel like they do.
Obnoxious, probably, in your view, but yeah, maybe there's got to be something. Christy may have been to 50 to 100 concerts. Okay, it's 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210.
Bruce Tramps is what they're called.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Never heard that before.
So this IRS expansion coming on top of this raid, you know, it's underlining what the left wants to do. They want to weaponize government. 87,000 IRS agents. Can you imagine? It's not just about those that are making $1 million, whatever the number they're giving. It won't be Hunter Biden. You know, you can... Take the interns. All right, we're going to give you an easy case to start with. Let's go to Hunter Biden. The blatancy of this. But we're still not seeing anything. Certainly not the search warrant or even talk about it from the Department of Justice more than the FBI. How much is Christopher Wray part of this weaponizing? That's hard to say. You know, he could quit if he's not. That would be the tell. If he quit, said, no, I can't file the Department of Justice on this. But otherwise, he is. He's allowing or he is wanting to use the FBI. Does he really believe Trump's above the law with this in the search warrant? That's the timing. That's why we're doing it now. If he did, they would be out there telling us that, making their case. If they don't make their case, the bottom line is then they're not believable. That's where we are. There is no evidence of anything other than people screaming, they went before a judge. That's not evidence that they have any legitimate purpose to rise to this level. I don't know what is going to happen. I think they're just going to roll with this for a while and just say nothing. And the longer they do that, the more they're ratcheting up. It feels to me, even though we're in the middle of August, soon it'll be the fall. What are we, about 95 days out from the election day, right? Is any election more consequential than this at this point? There will be a red tsunami at the congressional level. I'm asking you to think about what do we do to get Dr. Oz and also Doug Mastriano over the finish line? Don't believe, I mean, I'm telling you where the polling data may be in the neighborhood of that at this point. Dr. Oz, we know what has to happen there. More TV spending, more seeing Fetterman, and Kathy Barnett being a leading force. With Doug Mastriano, ought to pitch a 10 here. You know, we'll let him stay here. Come on every day, then go out in southeastern Pennsylvania. If he does that, he'll double. I mean, what does he have to prove in these other parts of the state? Yet DeSantis is coming. But by the way, that's big news. DeSantis is coming, and rightfully so. He's sending a good message here. Ron DeSantis is coming to campaign with and for Doug Mastriano, even though Mastriano is a big Trump supporter. DeSantis isn't saying, oh, no, I'm not going with that guy. He supports the guy that I have to beat for the not. No, he's doing the right thing big time. And he's embracing a guy that the media says is radioactive, Mastriano. It's exactly the right thing. But Dan, what universe? What do they know that I don't? They're coming to Pittsburgh with DeSantis.
Yeah, I don't.
What are we, chop liver here?
I don't get it at all.
Look, I get Philadelphia, but you know what? Trump did well for how Republicans do in Philadelphia. And then there's the four counties here, particularly Bucks and Monco. They're teeming with Republican voters. The other areas of the state, I think Doug Mastriano is a rock star in certain parts of the state, and his voters are going to turn out there. But you know, if you've traveled across Pennsylvania, those counties do not have enough people to win this election. He's got to inspire people. What I see happening at this point, they don't like the Democrat. They're not going to vote for him, but they may not show up and vote. That's what may happen in the governor's race. With Dr. Oz, I think that race is more doable at this point. Because Fetterman got a big, big time on Friday. And I'm not convinced we're going to see anything remotely that's going to say this guy can be a senator. He continue the rigors of being a senator. We'll see.
Doesn't even need a tent. We got hotel rooms in the building. You can stay.
Well, you can stay over. We got a room for Doug Mastriano over there.
You know, great accommodations.
I'd let him do his Facebook from the Dom Dome. No. You don't get a better spot than that. By the way,
you just travel like two floors, and you'll it's perfect.
I wanted to thank you. People saw that artwork that you and your sister did, the Dom Dome, with my microphone and all that on Inside Story on Sunday. Yes,
that's great. She's going all over the city now.
Yes,
You hear that, Kate?
Famous. That was a big, big moment inside the Dom Dome. let's see. Let's go to Bob in the Northeast on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bob. Good afternoon.
Hello, Dom.
Hi.
I just have this little. Ever since I heard about this, hello. Yeah.
Go ahead, Bob.
I heard about this expansion of the IRS with supposedly 87,000 agents.
Yes.
I got to thinking. You know, they have a red wave coming. We all know that. If everything's played straight, we're going to have a wave. A tsunami. But I think that they have, now this is just a theory of mine, that these agents will go out and put a dark cloud over Republican candidates they think could fall because of accusations by the IRS. And that's only my theory. What do you think, Doc?
We'll have to check, Bob, and see when they actually become operational, these 87,000. Damn, maybe we can...
They don't need the 87,000 right now. The ones who are there now can do it.
Oh, well, of course.
They always
can try to do things like that, Bob. So I don't think that's a good tactic, though. Don't think it's going to work. In fact, given the atmosphere here where I am right now, unless they produce something else, these things, you know, all the thing, if you're trying to kill the king, you better not miss. Well, by doing these things, when you miss, it backfires.
Well, Don, from your mouth to God's ears,
yeah.
I hope that.
Yeah, well, I am extremely optimistic. I'm pessimistic about the Senate races. That's where our work is. This Politico story today, Bob, for the Republicans to be spending millions of dollars in congressional races where Biden won that district by 10 to 13 points, they're on to something. They know they could win 40, 50, 60 plus. But if we don't win the Senate, it's going to be kind of hollow. So that's what we got to do.
Well, what they have to do, Dom, is they have to take off the gloves and become Democrats. They have to really, you know, just go all out.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Thanks very much. Well, what they have to do is so simple. What am I missing? Campaign here, Doug. Come on. Pitch a 10 here. You can come on for an hour with me. You can do it. I mean, when he told his backstory before, it was endearing. Really. He handled himself with some of the things I threw at him that he's going to get in the debates, etc. But Dr. Oz and Fetterman in a debate, if Fetterman is unable to physically debate fully, then it's going to be interesting to see what the media says if Dr. Oz really pushes back. And would he even say, I don't think you're physically capable of being a senator? It's possible. It's out there. All right, 855-839-1210.
I don't mean to trash Pittsburgh, but come on, really?
Like, yeah.
Pittsburgh?
Not at DeSantis. Come to Philadelphia, you know?
We're three times the size. Like, the metro population is 6.6 here. It's 2.2 there.
Right, and if they're going to go on media there, I mean, come on. We're the king of the state. We're one of the biggest three in the country. I put Talk Radio 1210 in the top three stations in the country.
And
now, of course, in my mind,
it's the
biggest. I mean, Sunday morning isn't going to some guy in Pittsburgh, are they? No.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
right.
I just, you have such an opportunity here, a top 10 media market, to make an impact, and you're not utilizing it whatsoever. I understand that they're not a friendly media, but at least try.
Yeah, well, we are. And we are where the voters are.
Yeah.
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 To have Ron DeSantis come here for himself, too. That's probably the biggest guest I can think of at this point, Ron DeSantis in studio.
Yeah.
I'd love to see if you asked him a question he doesn't like. I'd love to have a little back and forth with him, you know, to see his how he pushes back on that, in addition to getting the message out about Mastriano. But it speaks well of DeSantis. He's campaigning for people like Mastriano who are Trump supporters. Critical races to get them over the finish line.
Can this backfire on DeSantis?
No, I don't think so.
No?
No, I don't think he's afraid of that at all. In fact, I think he's thinking, this shows the Trump people, look, I'm not running away from even this issue. If you're willing to campaign with Doug Mastriano, right, he's not afraid of the media going after him.
But
pretty good.
If push comes to shove in the conservative Republican primary,
right,
is between Trump and an opposition, shouldn't DeSantis be doing everything he can to differ himself just a bit from Trump and not want to be grouped in with that?
No, because he will by his other action, by the way he stylistically, the way he goes about things versus Trump.
Yeah.
I think the big advantage is I love the details. I want to fight over the details. I don't want to fight just over vague stuff. And Mike Huckabee said today, Dan, I wanted to ask people this. Trump is the only one that would go in there and clean out the deep state. I got to tell you, Trump would in the second term. Ron DeSantis would not. I don't believe that at all. I think Ron DeSantis, when it comes to getting down to the, look at what he's doing in Florida. You challenge DeSantis in an illegitimate way. What do you think he's going to do? Would he do that nationally? Yeah, I think he would. Now, I want to be in the ring with him once to tell you my confidence level, but I think he's off the charts. All right, 855-839-1210. A lot of calls. Hit us with that underrated food, that food that does not get enough love. We've had so far today several good ones. It's National Rice Pudding Day. And by the way, don't ask a guy to bring over 2 pounds of rice pudding if you're starting to date. What the heck kind of thing was that? I had that on Twitter.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, it's Dom time, 855-839-1210. You get on board the White House first press briefing since this raid. Apparently is happening sometime this afternoon. I'm sure they'll deny, and nobody believes that they didn't get a heads up in some way, shape, or form about what was going to happen here. Of course they did. And more than a dozen FBI agents conducted this search at Mar-a-Lago. Again, this idea that somehow or another they got a judge to sign it. Well, Andy McCarthy, who, you know, is one of our go-tos here on the Dom Show, he speculates today that he sees the logic of this. They're going after some January 6th thing, and they're using the pretext of some technical violation of some kind of National Archives law. And it's clear that President Trump has the ability to declassify any classified document. The president can do that. Now, whether he filled out the paperwork on all this or not, of course, you can argue that's a bone of contention. But this is unprecedented. It has not happened before in any way, shape, or form, not just with presidents, but mostly with any very prominent figure. So to do this, people are going to calculate, does it rise to that level? You know, people that support Trump are looking at it one way, people who hate him the other. But there's a vast number of people who don't follow stuff like this. But the way it plays out is, if it doesn't rise to that level, and at this point it doesn't, they're going to look at it as, wow, they can do that to him, they can do it to me. That's where we are. All right, so 855-839-1210, though, is a way to get in. Hit us. Side question today. That food that does not get enough love. We've had some really good ones on Twitter. I don't know if we've gotten a winner yet, though, of callers. Dan, give us an idea on Twitter. What's are some that are jumping out on that?
How about liverwurst was said.
Oh, God, I'm not voting for that. How's that underrated? Brutal.
Going back and forth on Twitter right now, whether it's gross or bad or tasty. Yeah. You don't like it?
Horrible.
I
just
like
the thought
rolls.
Of her.
I don't know what it is, but I like it. I don't like Scrapple, though.
Okay.
Scrapple hasn't been said today. I haven't seen it at least.
No, that's people here live on that, so that wouldn't be underrated. Yeah.
I don't think it's quite underrated. I just don't think you see it as much as you should. How about a Cuban sandwich? You ever have one of those?
I have not, no. Oh, I know of it.
They're really good.
Yeah.
Okay. And finally, Leslie Fishapine writes in. Let me check if it's up there. Nope, it's not. Oysters.
They're underrated?
Don't get enough love, she says.
I don't know about that. No. You know the obvious reason that people state that, the oyster.
Yeah.
I'm a big seafood fan. The oyster, the clam is not on my list, though.
An interesting answer said on Twitter was peanut brittle.
Yeah, I guess so.
And it's kind of like, I think it's...
That's a tooth issue.
But it's kind of taken a different take where it doesn't get enough love when compared to things like chocolate or caramel, right?
Well, for obvious reasons, chocolate's superior.
You think?
You can't go wrong with chocolate. Yeah.
But like a fresh-made peanut brittle?
Oh, okay.
Homemade.
Try that. Hey, Maisie, I brought you a bottle of peanut brittle or Godiva
chocolate.
She's
chocolates. A big fan of peanut brittle. You watch yourself.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that would pass muster. All right.
I just Googled some. It looks so good.
Let's go to Mike in Fishtown. Mike, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mike. Good afternoon.
Hey, Dom. How you doing?
Good. Good.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a few quick comments and then hear what you think.
Sure.
I'm 73 years old. The last time I voted for a Democrat was 1980.
Okay.
Okay. I think the Republicans nominated two duds, in Mastriano and Oz. And if Oz loses without support from Kathy Barnett, she might as well switch to the Democrat Party right away because her career will be done. She's got to get off her high horse and do what's right.
Well,
okay, now, I don't know if.
Go ahead.
Dan mentioned Steve Carlton earlier, but I don't know if you guys mentioned the one that was better than that.
Who's that?
Well, they showed you a photo of the 1980 parade for the Phillies, and Larry Boa had this big cowboy hat on, and Kruk made a comment about how silly it looked. And Steve Carlton said, well, he never told anybody, but that was made of Kevlar. And a couple people chuckled, and then he said, well, you know, it's Philly.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So well, nobody brought
Carlin,
that one up yet.
Yeah, thank you for that. But Steve Carlin, I mentioned last week, Pete Rose a problem. He's a survivalist. He's crazed. Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy McCarthy deserves a raise after this week, Mike.
Yeah. Underrated food.
Yes.
Francesco's Italian food at Murph's Irish Bar in Fishtown.
It's pretty good. At an Irish bar, Italian food, Dan.
Well, yeah, I'm
That's
thinking about
specific.
That. There's another bar that I go to
yes.
That also has, like, spaghetti and stuff on the menu. I'm just thinking now, it's kind of weird for
yes.
the Irish pub to have.
Yeah, like, I'm going there for a spaghetti. Yes.
So Irish or Italian food in an Irish pub.
That's a good overall that's a really good answer. That's a good answer.
That's a really good one.
Joe. Oh, Joseph. It's not Joe. It's, well, does he use Joseph or Joe?
I guess it's just the normal Joe.
Oh, maybe it's so elevated, though. He's got something
here.
Well,
let's try this. Joe and X. It's the normal Joe before he says anything.
Yeah.
Joe,
wait a minute, Joe.
Good afternoon.
There you go, Joe. Yeah. Joe, what do you have today?
Okay, hello.
Yes.
Hello, Dom. My forgotten food is Polish beet soup called borscht.
All right. Underrated. Borscht. I've never
not
had borscht. Yes. No, I can't even imagine.
I've had it. My mom orders it when we go to Polish places in Port Richmond.
Okay.
It's not good.
<That's a strike.
laughs> I'm completely honest with you. It's not
good. I thought we'd have that at the wedding. Hey, let's have some borscht here. Put that as a side dish. Authentic Polish food here. All right. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. Where are we as we head toward the end of the show? We are kind of where we started in the beginning. There's not a development today other than hour by hour. Here's the developments that I'm sticking on. And there's no doubt about this. Hour by hour that this goes on, that the FBI, Department of Justice, really Merrick Garland, does not show the search warrant or at least summarize it and verbalize what it is. The calculation, answer the question. Rises to this level. Everybody knows this is historic. We even have Andrew Cuomo throughout the show today saying that. Okay. What is it that rises to that level? Tell the American people, and then people can make a judgment. Until you do that, the judgment is this. It doesn't. Otherwise, you'd make your case. Because if you think you can just do it, and we're supposed to believe that, that is not going to work, I would say, with 60% of the American people, maybe 75%. The government just can't say it. They have a burden of proof perceptually, not just legally. All right, 855-839-1210. You get in on Talk Radio 1210.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome in. This is just Dom Giordano's show. An example of this government with Joe Biden, the reliance on all-out scorched earth and federal government. Charter schools now have banded together to sue to stop the Biden administration's attack on charter schools. Coalition of charter schools in Michigan and Ohio have teamed up in a federal lawsuit to challenge the Department of Education's illegal rule that punishes charter schools nationwide. All right. There's an expanded Charter Schools Act that Congress published, and the Biden administration put in a new rule that would eliminate any number of charter schools. My point being, I'm coming back to, it's Merrick Garland. When Merrick Garland issued this directive, we're going to go after these moms and dads. There's a cabal showing up at the school board meetings. And yet, they look the other way with consequential, potential criminal activity, more than potential with Hunter Biden, Hillary Clinton, Epstein, any number of things. That, to me, is as telling as this unprecedented rate. And each hour that goes by that they refuse to tell the American media, American public, the basis of doing this, it becomes clear. They're using this archives thing with some judge to actually get in there and look at January 6th material, which I don't think Trump would have kept any of it at all. Doesn't do emails. I don't think he keeps material around. Why he, whatever documents he brought there, God only knows. Did they have sentimental value or some value to some case he would make? Who knows? But the president can declassify anything that's classified. Let's go to Tom and Fox Chase on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Tom.
Hey, how you doing, Tom? Can't Trump's lawyers release the search warrant?
I don't think they have it. All I know is with the search...
Trump's lawyers have not seen a search warrant.
Well, they show you a search warrant. Now, whether you get to keep the document in person, I think he would release it by now if he did have it. I've never been served with a search warrant, so I'm a little bit unclear on whether... I think he would release it.
But he hasn't, so why hasn't he?
I don't think he has one. To my knowledge, he doesn't.
And real quick, Tom, they're never going to tell us what classified information Trump had at Mar-a-Lago. Mm-hmm. And they don't comment on ongoing cases. So for you to think the Department of Justice is going to come out and explain all this, they don't comment on ongoing...
Well, you know what? Isn't that convenient? I think... this rises to a level, something this historic, when you even have Andrew Cuomo saying it. Tom, you can't get away with this dodge that they do. You do something this cataclysmic, potentially, and then you tell us it's ongoing, we're not going to say anything. It doesn't work that way. It's also political.
They do not comment on ongoing investigations.
Okay, well then, if they won't comment on this, I'm commenting that this is beyond suspect then. It's just political. There's nothing else I can say about it.
Are you saying then he did not have any classified information at Mar-a-Lago when they raised it? Is that what you're saying? You can guarantee that?
No, I haven't said that. What I said is the president has the ability to declassify anything that's classified. You know that, right?
Yes, I do. Then why can't the American people see it? Let's see everything that they already got. If you're saying, did Trump come out and say he declassified all this information?
He has in the past, and people in the past that were close to him said he did. Now, whether there's a paper trail or not, we don't know. But, Tom, you think the FBI invading a president, the first time in history that we know of this, doesn't owe the American public, can't do it successfully without giving away something, a news conference explaining?
You're saying invade. Is that what the FBI does when they're arresting criminals and drug dealers? Are they invading the drug dealers?
There's no charge against President Trump, is there?
What's that? No,
there's no charge. You think this is a good America where the message goes out, imagine what we'll do to Tom or Dom if we can do this to a president and one who might be president again?
So you don't think the Biden crime family should be charged with their crimes because he's president? Is that what you're saying?
No, I think that Hunter Biden. Wait a minute. I think that Hunter Biden ought to be charged. I don't know if Joe Biden is the big guy or not, but Hunter Biden, Tom, definitively should be indicted. Thanks for the workout on this, particularly when I've tried to steer away from saying wild stuff, unlike some in the media today, the conservative media, on all this, and have said with each hour that goes by, they grow more suspect. You can't hide behind ongoing investigation. You know what? That's another thing. Hiding behind ongoing, turning the screws up on anybody because you're sitting there comfy, you believe protected by privilege. No. It doesn't work that way in a situation like this. If you do that, then expect the American people to turn on this. That's the bottom line. All right, the lightning round is next here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, before we go to the lightning round, let's bring the guy in. Let's have
the time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Yeah, that's right. Hit us with that food that does not get love here on National Rice Pudding Day. I just went back to this Politico story. I'll do something more on it tomorrow because it's hopeful. I know the midterms seem a million years away still. I get it. And despite what the last caller tried to say, ongoing event, you don't get to do this at this level. Everybody knows when you're at this level, this gets at institutional trust. We're already divided. And this raid is out of bounds of the procedure that usually happens in these things. So when that's the case, and given the stakes, unless you want to continue to turn this up, part of me says good. Because if you continue to stonewall on this, and that's what they're doing, the reasoning behind this, this is going to play out in the midterms. And you're going to lose even worse. The story I'm referring to from Politico, how Republicans are spending a lot of resources, have a lot of polling that indicates even in districts that were won by Biden by more than 10 points, they can pick some of them off, indicating in the House we're going to see a tremendous tsunami. Problem is the Senate, and it's doable. Our part here in Pennsylvania are those two races. What happens in the rest of the country, we don't have much say, but here we are a major force. All right, let's go to the callers. Hit us with that food that's underrated. Ed in Jersey. Ed, what's the food? Hi.
Hi, Dom. Just one thing I want to say. Thank God Merrick Garland's not in the Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah.
And
well, he might be able to do more damage where he is than the Supreme Court, but I hear you. Yeah.
Well, the food is something that is delicious, but it could cause heartburn. It's kielbasa, a Polish sausage.
So much heartburn.
Going up with the Borowski element, not appealing to me there. All right, Don, what's your food?
My food is, I was in the Army, not the Navy, but my food is spinach.
Wow, that is a strange thing to say that spinach is underrated.
Was
spinach
he alluding
salad.
To maybe he's Popeye?
Yes. All right, Robert. Robert, what's your food in Ben Salem?
How you doing, Dom?
Good.
Dan? I just real quick, I think this raid put the GOP over the top, including in the Senate races. And I'll leave that there. But I don't know why. I can usually explain my answer or else you know exactly why I'm saying what I'm saying. But this has been in my head the whole show. I'm going to go with zucchini.
All right, zucchini,
you know,
is
for the life of me, I can't tell the difference between a zucchini and a cucumber.
Oh, it's a big. I like a nice zucchini with a little cheese on it. Row used to make that. Yes,
some good, grilled good zucchini meal. With
grilled
a,
zucchini. Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yes. All right, Dan. We have to make a decision here in the remaining time. Give me a contender or two.
So those last two answers were pretty good: spinach and zucchini.
Yes.
You get a lot of vegetables that deserve a little bit more love than they get. But there's a really clever answer from Mike in Fishtown being
yes.
Italian food from an Irish pub.
Yeah, and he names specific pub, yes.
And they do deserve a little bit of love. It's pretty good stuff that they're putting out of these Irish,
okay.
Some of these Irish pubs. So,
all right, we're going to go with that one today. That goes into the hat. We'll have another side question tomorrow as we march toward the winner on Friday. And hopefully we'll have a little bit more clarity tomorrow on what the ongoing invest. That's the word of the day. I'm writing that one down. From that car, my ongoing investigation. You don't get to know more. Yeah, really? With the state? Good. That's all we need to know then. You don't want to tell us. We know what to do in November. Dom Giordano Show. Hannity's next. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.